Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We woke up today to the news that Israel allegedly has hit back at Iran. What does this mean? How significant is this? Was it fighter jets? Was it, were they missiles? Where did they come from? Shai Ben Ephraim has been doing some research on it, and we wanted to get his, find out what he is seeing. Shai, a very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying to listeners now? Can they not do the stuff during the week? Do we have to now wait for the weekend and do this? This is a weekday thing, bombing each other. Let us have a weekend without worrying.
Well, you know, sometimes that's funny, but in this case, it's not a coincidence. Today is Friday. That's like Sunday morning over there in Iran.
Right.
So they timed this, from what I'm hearing, in order to avoid hitting civilians to leave a relatively small imprint.
Okay.
So in this case, it's intentional.
Okay. I get that.
And to screw with you.
Well, I'm going with that one because, of course, you know, it's all about us, even though it really isn't. Okay, so let's just talk about what do we know so far.
Okay, so before I start, I'll just say that there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of confidentiality, a lot of disinformation out there, a lot of things that are under censorship. You know, so not this just happened like 2 hours ago, so. Mm-hmm. Not everything I'm saying is necessarily 100% accurate. Having said that, let's speculate wildly based on what we know. So, so Israel has, and this has been confirmed by Israeli sources, just not officially by the government itself, attacked in Iran, in Syria, and in Iraq. The Iraq part is new, but it's, of course, outshined by the fact that there's been an attack in Iran.
Okay.
There were a lot of reports of hitting various targets in Iran, but it looks like there's only one target that's been hit in Iran, at least one that's been confirmed, in Isfahan, the airbase of the 8th Tactical Air Force Wing of the Iranian Air Force. That was selected because it took part in the attack on Israel just a few days ago, and also is in close enough proximity to the Isfahan nuclear facilities to send a message that would be next.
Okay.
The attack was apparently launched from bases in Iran itself.
What?
From the Kurdish areas in Iran, where the Mossad has been operating for years. That way, that has two advantages. One, it freaks the Iranians out by showing that Israel can attack from its backyard.
Right.
And two, it means that Israel doesn't have to cross the aerospace of any of the members of the U.S.-led coalition, which is good for the diplomatic element of keeping that coalition together. The attack has been at a relatively low imprint, and the point of having it at a relatively low imprint is that the Iranians can deny that it happened or deny that it matters, which is exactly what they're doing so far, which means that in that regard, it's been a success. The point of that, of course, being that there won't be an escalation now.
So, in other,
while sending a message,
we're gonna do it. The obvious question is, if Israel has the capability of hitting Iran from within Iran, it obviously has a tremendous advantage to keep that on the down low. By doing this now, it obviously felt, Israel obviously decided that this was worth showing that hand, because logically I would have thought, because as you say, this is going to freak the Iranians out. It's going to send them down this type of a rabbit hole, because they recognize that there's a tremendous weakness for them here. But obviously, it was worth Israel showing their hand in this regard.
Yeah. So in intelligence assessment, you have assets. And you don't want to burn the assets when there isn't a high enough yield, right? But in this case, the yield was considered to be high enough. And you don't have assets just in order to have assets. You have assets in order to
use
them.
Yeah.
And this was a great time to use them. Now, having said that, this wouldn't be too much of a shock for the Iranians that Israel has capabilities in the Kurdish area of their country.
Okay.
I don't know. Most of this is confidential, but Iran's known about this. Israel's been working with the Kurds there for 20 years. They know that Israel's working with them. They probably knew it had some of these capabilities. They might have been surprised that this is what Israel used, and it's a sign that Israel's willing to use these to its advantage. But I don't think that this has taught the Iranians anything they don't know, aside from how well Israel can use this without any warning.
Right, which obviously was a big thing. Was there, there's also rumor around the disabling of alerts, maybe a cyber breach in Iran. There's rumor about Azerbaijan, where we know that Israel has recently started to develop more capabilities or a deeper relationship there. Have you heard any of those?
No, I haven't heard that, and I think the reason is that was one of the more expected routes of the Israeli attack using Azerbaijan. The Iranians have had their eye on that for a long time. And I think that a cyber attack in advance would also have warned them that it's coming.
Right.
So I can't say this for sure. I haven't heard that it hasn't been used. But from what I understand, this was a low imprint attack with no warning. And I think that cyber attacks and using Azerbaijan, which would have crossed the border, would have been a way to alert the Iranians that this is coming. And my guess is neither of those things happened. I can't say that for sure.
Right, no, I understand. Was there a besides the message that is being sent to Iran and to Israel, because it's obviously there's a domestic message here as well that we aren't weak and that we do have the capabilities, and we just want to show citizens of Israel that we can do this. We're not weak. So I think there's a lot of value in the messaging. But aside from the messaging, has Israel done damage to any strategic sites in Iran, from what we can tell?
Okay, so the immediate answer is we don't know. But the almost guaranteed answer is that whatever damage was done is not meaningful.
Right.
I think that even if you destroyed the entire wing of the Iranian Air Force, the 8th Wing, it wouldn't have strategic meaning. It would suck for them. It would cost them money. But I don't think it would have strategic meaning. That's not what's going to decide this conflict between Israel and Iran. I doubt that the damage is anything like that. I think there was probably some real damage, because otherwise, you're not sending much of a message if you're just, tickling them.
Right.
But I doubt the entire wing has been destroyed. And I doubt that even if the wing was destroyed, it would be strategically meaningful.
Very, very interesting, and I do appreciate that you joined us on very short notice to talk about this. Shail Ben Ephraim, freelance writer, editor, living in Hollywood. He's a liberal Zionist. Thank you for taking the time. Wishing you a fantastic weekend and Shabbat Shalom.